Welcome to the Collecting Inside podcast. I'm Lori.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're here to share our exploration into being human.
Inspired by coffee meetups, we dive into topics that confound, mystify, and inspire us, leading to a space where we can better understand and enjoy this precious life.
Our perspectives are definitely distinct, but it's the intersection between them that our most amazing conversations and insights erupt.
We are so excited you're here. Let's get started. Hello, Lori.
Hi, Sarah.
Well, thank you for your interest in talking about this more, because I think you mentioned recently how sometimes when you listen to our podcast, it feels like you're actually learning, even though it's you're listening to.
Yes, that has happened to me a number of times where I'm like, oh my gosh, that makes sense now. Or just from listening to us talk, it's like an out of body experience.
I know.
It's very strange.
It is. And I had one with our body image conversation because I was so blown away, even in the moment, but I got to think about it more by Lynn Sinkula's comment about power.
Yes.
And I thought we could dive into that a little bit deeper, because I know as we were having the conversation, it was sort of like, where's the why?
Well, we kept asking why, but we had no answers,
right.
Really.
And it made it difficult because there's so much to talk about in that topic that we got to the end and it was just sort of like,
And what Lynn said that I think you're referring to is that men have all the power.
Yes.
So that was the just four words, right? Men have all the power. It was five words.
Five. Well, you know, yes. Right.
Yeah.
In its simplicity. And so then what it had me thinking about is whether many of us who identify as female are in a subconscious fight for power as we think about body image, ageism, standards of beauty. Are we really fighting for power? And when I was thinking about men, and if in fact men have all the power, what is the power that women hold in relation to men? And that's where I got to sex.
Yeah.
And so being appealing or, being beautiful in some way in our own minds may be the way that we can achieve some level of power. Because outside of that, historically, maybe we haven't felt it as strongly.
Right. And if there is a ladder, a power ladder, who wants to be on the bottom of it, right? So maybe it is a subconscious thing where we're all just not being that nice. I mean, it something that pops into my mind when I think about this is my high school experience with, I'm going to say girls versus boys, because I guess I feel like we were young at the time.
Yeah.
But women, and you know, it still happens as adults, but the girls would say, you know, like they might be mad and feel like someone, you know, dissed them or, you know, did something to make them upset or wasn't respectful or whatever. And then instead of talking to their friend, the girl, about it, they would talk to everyone in the friend group except for the girl.
Yes.
And so it was always this huge drama and chaos.
Yeah.
And the boys, what did they do? No, they would just be like, you're an effing asshole.
Right.
So just what is your problem?
Yeah.
Stop your shit.
Yeah.
And look at your shit.
Right. Yes.
And then the next day they would be fine.
Yeah.
I always, you know, in high school, it's like my guy friends always used to be like, oh, Lori, you have penis envy. Yeah, I did, because it was brutal, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, I loved my girlfriends.
Yes.
And I'm sure they, you know, we all loved each other, but we didn't treat each other like that with respect, with direct communication. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, adds to this whole it's an explanation of this ladder of power, in a sense of how we communicate and how it causes that ladder to be.
When things start, to me, at that sort of early age, I mean, it's not nature. It's not like women are naturally more predisposed to behaving in that way. But when you look at the power structure, you know, the first time I really started thinking about like a ladder of power was when I read Isabel Wilkerson's Cast. And it was surrounding racism, but it really made me realize that many of the systems or architecture within our society can be viewed at
Subsystems or subcultures.
Totally. Can sort of, to your point, no one wants to be on the bottom of the ladder. So if we're all fighting to be the more beautiful or more acceptable, because that's where the power lies, then it's just a nonstop fight to be something other than what we are. And it's kind of wild that, you know, we're doing it at that young age, that we know enough to do it then.
I think it even starts younger, like preschool, 2 years old. Think about being at a park with your kids, or just now if you observe parents at a park with young kids. If you watch a boy fall down and skin their knee or whatever it is they're doing, and they come back running to their mother or father. Now, men and women respond differently, but they might say, oh, you're okay. You're okay. Go ahead and play. But with a girl, they might be like, come sit on my lap. Yep. And they get nurtured more.
Yes.
It's a difference.
Yeah, of course.
And so maybe the difference is, in the long run, that as women, we grow up looking for someone else to help us feel better or to say to us, like, yeah,
we're
you're okay.
Yeah.
And maybe the boys at an earlier age get this message that you got it. You're tough. You just go ahead. You have the power.
Yes.
Your power is within you.
Yes.
It's not within the nurturing.
Right.
And I'm not saying I want to change the nurturing that I've received, because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
No.
I'm just sort of analyzing it.
Well, and it's interesting because, as we talked about during that podcast, you know, there are challenges certainly that men have with regard to that. Everything's okay. You've got the power. You know, that can be challenging, I think, for them at times, with like sort of toxic masculinity, I feel like it's coined.
And imposter syndrome
and all those things. But this is just, when you talk about body image, ageism, and what we feel, it's just a different side of that coin. But I think you're absolutely right, because we treat it all differently. And, you know, to me, if it is a power construct, then the only way that we're going to get out of that is kind of by fighting it within ourselves, right?
Yes.
Because otherwise, you're just succumbing to it. You are, you know, by trying to be more, by trying to be different, by trying to be, and that's without judgment. Again, I'm doing it. But the only way is to really celebrate each other in whatever form that takes, and to stop the
vitriol.
Yeah. The pettiness.
Yeah.
The desire to one up. The desire to have, if I push you down, I am higher than you. Because that's what it is. It's just a constant, like, up and down the rungs of the ladder.
Yeah.
And if we can recognize our own part in that, in what we take in, what we consume, what we are communicating, if we can recognize our part in that, I feel like that's our only chance of sort of having the power.
Right.
It's like unity. Unity is power, right?
Yes, it is. It is, because the best things are accomplished in teams of people that believe in one another and support one another.
Yeah, right.
Here I go back to pickleball again.
It's great, though.
But I feel when I'm playing, it could be a woman or a man, it doesn't matter, but it's like just being on the team, supporting that person feels so good.
Yeah.
You know, whether they're down or you're down, like just the support. And saying, hey, we can do this together.
Yes.
And it's like, that's what we all want to feel in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're in this together.
Yeah.
Together we go far.
Totally. Right. Because we do. And it doesn't mean that you and I can't color our hair or that someone else can't make a decision, but it's just starting to be okay and value and celebrate all the varied aspects. And instead of on that, you know, high school example that you gave, or maybe it was younger, but instead of sort of going around someone having enough respect for you to, if there's something that I feel, bringing it to you, you know, stopping those branching off and the cycles that we've gotten into.
So the dysfunction.
Yeah.
It's just dysfunction.
Right.
And I do feel as females, we learn it young.
Yeah.
You know, it's the middle school thing. It's like, nah, 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 well, you're mad at this person. Well, you have to be mad at that person too, or I'm not your friend. It's insanity.
Yeah, right.
You know, and it does perpetuate through our lives. I think, obviously, hopefully it minimizes and gets diminished.
Right.
But it's still, you know, I think that there's times when it's still there. And I think what we're talking about right now is a big example of it, right?
Yeah.
Like, we should support every woman's choice to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
In feeling their own beauty.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't right now. Like, as you made, and you gave an example about the television anchor. Like, as long as the news station is choosing the younger person or the person who appears to be younger instead of the older, or is requiring that, because I think I've heard that, is requiring that a woman have her hair cut or does this or does that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just continuing and perpetuating that cycle.
So do you feel like that the people who are running the station are perpetuating that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Like it's all of us.
Because it makes us feel, if we're looking at that every night, like, you know, general America is watching the news. And they're looking at this, you know, perfection. It's almost not even real.
Right.
Then you're feeling that you're on the bottom rung of the ladder.
Of course. Right.
I mean, you might, sometimes it's hard to even listen to what they're saying. You're in awe. Like, is that real?
I know.
You know?
Yes. Right. It's been a really interesting 20, 30, 40 years for women. You know, we've entered the workforce in a way that, I don't know what the exponential growth is, but significant since like the 50s. But we still, like, we now think we have to be absolutely everything. It's like you have to be the amazing professional, but you have to, you know, look perfect while you're doing it, not get older, be able to speak, communicate, be a parent. I mean, it's just, it's part of this package for women.
Of what it's okay to be at the time.
Right.
Okay. I was just talking to you about the Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's that old show. It's on Netflix, the Gilmore Girls. It's beautiful. You know, it has good messages. But
I can't wait to watch.
I was watching this one yesterday where the girl who was in high school was talking about Donna Reed. And she was angry at her partner, her boyfriend. Because he was like, "What's wrong with that? She's just making dinner for her family." And the girlfriend was saying, "What? You're okay with that?" He's like, "Well, it's kind of nice if someone makes a meal for you, you know." So it's just like it's had so many phases of that. We went from that, which was so, what's the word I'm looking for? Oppressive,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
If you're feeling like you had to have dinner ready and the drink for the husband. Oh my God, can you imagine?
No.
But then we went to like, oh, we can do it all.
Yes. Yes.
And that's certainly a challenge and impossible in which something has to fall by the wayside. You can't do it all.
Of course. No. No.
So it's like you have to farm out some of it.
You do. And we should be okay being able to farm out some
of it. It's our decision. It's our personal decision.
It is.
It's not the culture of what is deemed okay for women to make the decision at the time.
You know, I was talking to a friend over the last few days about power, actually. Power versus or in conjunction with feminism and then sexuality. But this power and feminism thing, meaning being feminine, like being beautiful or wearing floral clothes or where, you know, it's really hard to navigate. Again, as women, it's really difficult. It's like, I remember I was on a panel once with a group of business, female business leaders, and one individual said that to get to the level of success that she had, she had to dress like a man, behave like a man, never show any emotion. I mean, And in her industry, that was probably true. It was really powerful to me. Probably one of the more conservative industries. And
it wasn't advertising. That's
no, no. But it's again, when you're always trying to be, like, that's a fight for power, you know, because the person felt that if they did not show up in a certain way, that they wouldn't be able to achieve the professional level of success that their male counterparts. And it's just like we have all of these power dynamics for women happening all the time that relate to how we look and how we show up.
Yes. And I was having a discussion with a couple of friends recently. We were talking about our husbands saying that they don't even think about what they're wearing.
Yeah.
And a couple of my friends were saying, I wish they would care a little, like just show, like don't wear that same t-shirt again.
Kelly does not care at all.
Like, you know, it's like,
yeah, yeah.
And they were actually like, kind of like, it's annoying.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
It's interesting.
I know. Well, because in this case, like my friend and I were talking about sort of the loss of femininity, like the loss of attachment to like who we are because we've been in this fight for power. It like can go kind of both ways. And it's that makes it really hard. It's just like, at what point do we stop?
And what are we stopping? I'm so confused. Like, at this point.
Right, like at what point do we stop trying to be something that we're not?
Yeah.
And just expressing ourselves. Both.
However we feel at the moment.
Yeah. Yes. Which to me, I mean, is like, I feel like I'm a complete chameleon. Like I can one day feel like wearing like green and white sneakers and the next day stilettos. Like I have no like consistency with regard to how I feel. But, you know, it's like.
That's just self-expression. It's,
yeah.
It's beautiful. I feel like wearing this today. It's a sunny, beautiful day, you know, or.
Yes.
Another day you.
Without the what is that person going to think or that person going to think or that person going to think. I'd love to get to that. And I think we just, to me, I think the reason that I thought that this was important in part was because I think it has to be named as power.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it has to be named so that we can start thinking about it as that. You know, it's a conditioning that we need to consider as we move.
Yeah, it's almost like you're around a group of women and instead of judging and saying, oh, I wonder, that doesn't look so great. Like, you have to almost stop it in your own head.
Yes. Yes. Which can feel, I have a person in my life who shall remain nameless, who part of their humor is pointing out things that they find are humorous.
Mm-hmm.
And I began, like, here comes my Pollyanna-ishness again. But I'm like, you know, it would bother me a bit because I'm like, it just doesn't feel right that you're making fun of someone else's self-expression in whatever way that was. And I don't know where the line is between like comedy and acceptance.
Yeah. And I think the only thing we can control is our own self-expression and sense of humor.
Yes.
Like, I think that's part of the. Mm-hmm. The letting go of the power is letting the other people be who they want to be. If they think that's funny, you know, okay, we might not agree. I don't know. I'm just thinking
out loud. No, I love that.
I'm thinking out loud.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
It's like, I don't know.
That's taken me like that. And I should say this person is fairly close to me. And so that is really important. I think you're making a really important point because we can only control ourselves. It took me a long time to figure that out. I was trying to, you know, control every piece of life for a long time. But you're right. So we can, if we're all just.
Because we're never going to win that power battle.
No.
Like, we're never going to control.
Win someone else's.
Anyone else's, like, thought or sense. And we all have crazy thoughts, what we choose to, you know, put out there.
Yep.
And sometimes it's probably not even a choice for people. It just sort of flows out, you know?
Yes, totally. And. If we all just make the concerted effort to recognize where our behavior choices, words are coming from to a certain extent, if we start to explore that within ourselves,
mm-hmm.
I mean, to me, that just elevates everything to a new level. Because like I said, when I listened to the podcast was when I realized that it really was power. Like I had never considered that. So much of the choices that I was making around what I wore or my feelings about my wrinkles and, you know, using Retin-A products for a while, or was really about power and loss thereof in some way, and being worried about losing power, even if that's power within my sort of sphere of female friends, or like, it was so amazing to think about it in those terms. Because we just accept it as being a part of life, but it's bigger than that.
Yeah, it's not even like something I think that we actually think about.
Yeah.
It's more of a subconscious thing.
It is. Yes.
Yeah.
And so many things in our world, society, are sort of built on these kind of constructs. And I just think breaking them apart is awesome. So I'm hugely grateful to Lynn for sharing that
Thank
perspective.
Thank you, Lynn.
Yeah.
Seriously. And, and the fact that we read what Lynn wrote, and then we read it out loud, and then we spoke about it, but then it took us listening to it to think, whoa.
Yeah. Yes.
You're onto something there, Lynn.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because every time it requires these conversations, and maybe this should be a conversation at book club or wine club, or maybe these are conversations that should start to be had.
Like an Instagram Live.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. I love it. One day, Lori, we're going to do this. But maybe it is a conversation, because every time you talk about it, it chips away at the core issue a little bit.
Yeah. And it makes you think about the way you're thinking about things.
Yeah.
The way you're analyzing.
Yes.
The world around you.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
It gives pause.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I hope this catalyzes conversation.
I think it will.
Yep. I think it will too.
I mean, it has in my own head already.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So I think that this sort of brings our body image conversation to a close. At least we found some direction in terms of how we can work to change or work to feel better about who we are.
And I bet you will revisit this.
Yeah.
I mean, because we'll probably listen to this and think, that's interesting too.
Totally.
Let's talk about that.
Yes, we totally will.
Yeah.
Well, thanks everyone. You know, please keep those comments coming, suggestions for episodes, etc., because clearly that has helped shed light on this one. And Lori, thank you for being my partner in all of this.
Always.
And we look forward to talking with all of you again soon.
Have a great day, and we'll see you soon.
Bye.